Now, the latest round of Syria peace talks in the Kazakh capital Astana has failed to make a breakthrough. The Syrian government has blamed Turkey for the lack of progress.
That negativity in the Turkish policy process resulted in the modest outcome of Astana 5. I'm saying that because the Turkish delegation objected to the adoption of any document related to the implementation of mechanisms of the agreement on the de-escalation zones.
Iran, Russia, and Turkey attended the Astana talks, which revolved around setting up 4 de-escalation zones in war-torn Syria. Russia said there was no agreement over the contentious issues of the boundaries and policing of the safe zones previously agreed. Moscow said documents outlining how the 4 zones should work need finalizing. Tehran, Moscow, and Ankara agreed in May to establish 4 de-escalation areas in a potential breakthrough toward ending the years-long war in Syria. The trio said it would hold the next round of talks in Astana at the end of August. Let's speak to our correspondent, Mohammed Ali, now, who joins us live via Skype from Damascus. Now, Mohammed, tell us a bit more about what the disagreements might have been between the different sides, particularly when it came to these de-escalation zones.
Well, it seems that the problem was perhaps regarding the supervision on the de-escalation zones agreement with regards to the forces on the ground that will be supervising those areas and deployed in those areas. It is believed that the Syrian government rejected, of course, the presence of Turkish forces on Syrian soil around those de-escalation zones, because at the end of the day, Turkey has attacked Syria and played a negative role in the crisis, of course, by supporting terrorist groups. This has been the Syrian government's stance, and perhaps this is one of the main problems that stood in the face of any progress in the Astana talks. However, Mr. Al-Jafari, Bashar al-Jafari, head of the Syrian government's official delegation to Astana, said that Turkey has played a negative role and had a negative stance since the first round of talks of Astana. And and of course, such negativity, this negative role and stance led to only modest results at the end of the day regarding this final round of talks. Now, Mr. Al-Jafari's statements following the conclusion of Astana talks was almost all of the negative role of Turkey. He said that the goal of participating in Astana and Geneva talks is to press ahead with any effort that leads actually to stop the fighting, help the Syrians and regain stability, restore stability to Syria. But he said that the Syrian government's efforts in this regard was faced by other efforts, opposite efforts by Turkey. And also he pointed out in a statement following the conclusion of the Astana talks that since day one of Astana, it was the Turkish role was a negative one. And also he pointed out the issue of the de-escalation zones in particular. He said that the Turkish side, the Turkish delegation in the Astana talks was opposed to reaching any detail regarding this, of course, de-escalation zones deal. Also, Mr. Al-Jafari pointed out a very important thing, that the agenda of this meeting, this fifth round of Astana talks, was actually to finalize and speak of all of the details of the de-escalation zones. But the Turkish side did all of it can to stop such discussions and to reach any kind of a positive solution.
Okay, that's our correspondent Mohammed Ali reporting via Skype from Damascus. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed for that update.